This is where we break through the traumas and the mental illnesses that are holding amazing parents back from their dream family life. You can find more resources at wandahoward.com. Thanks for joining us, and let's get started. Welcome back, everybody, to the Successful Parents Podcast. I'm your host, Wanda Howard, and we have back with us Doug, and I'm really excited. We had one session already, and we've had several, and we're going to go back in time for this session because I wanted to let you know a little bit more of what happened and what you can expect moving forward if you're looking to see if Doug is a good match for you. So kind of to go over, I kind of did a podcast already, and I went in my takeaways, what it was like for me, kind of some of the breakthrough. And after that episode, though, or that session, I had some questions of what to expect from my own healing, as well as I wanted to know from Doug, like, what was it about my story or what I did or said that when you heard it, you were like, yeah, heck yes, I can help. Or like, that's exactly my jam. And I'm here for you and I've got you. Because I think that's super beneficial for other people to know what it is that they're saying that people can know if they can help or not.
Wonderful. Sounds good. Let's do it.
Okay. So yeah, let's just start right there. What was it that I said that you were like, this, I can definitely help you?
You know, inside of your journey, you've made lots of progress. There's been corners where you've been stuck, and I was able to see quickly that those were some common thinking errors. Those were some places where a lot of traditional therapy kind of falls short, and that's a place where I focus. You were well motivated. You were after this, and that's a big deal. In the journey. Here's where I think the most powerful part of it was in your story is that you created a narrative and of your story. And as you've shared with me what you've been through, it became really clear that you have told that story a lot of times.
Yeah.
Like, you've got that story really down. Mm-hmm. And not just for the sake of brevity, but the meaning that you've attached to that story all the way through. And so as you talked in our early sessions and our getting to know one another, I just could pick up on this scripted storyline. And whenever I hear that, I get excited because when we have created such a definite narrative and we're stuck, or we've put in concrete what certain things mean and our life isn't working the way we want, we know exactly where to go.
Yep. I really like that because
that's what happened.
that's very insightful too, because when I first started going to therapists, I remember when they, like, it just felt totally overwhelming because they just wanted me to start talking. And up to that point, I had never told anyone anything ever from what was going on internally. And so when they started like wanting me to talk about stuff, I was like, talk about what? Like, where do I begin? Where do I start? Where do I end? It's all a maze and a jumble. And eventually, somewhere along the line of going to so many different therapists and people and coaches, and they all wanted me to rehash all the same stuff. So I was like, okay, I've got this down. Look, here's this key point. Here's this key point. This happened, this happened, this happened. Now we've got that out of the way. Let's move forward. And so I like that that was something that stood out to you, because I definitely had that like scripted, this is where I've been. I know where I've been. I'm ready to not be there anymore.
Yeah. So
that's huge. One of the things that you said too, though, was flawed thinking. That wasn't the word you used. What was the word you used?
Yeah, the thinking errors that
thinking errors,
you know, I could kind of hear.
Yeah, I think I wanted to talk a little bit more there too, because that's kind of intimidating. Like at first, when we hear that as people, it's like, what? No, I'm trying so hard. Like, don't say I think wrong. And definitely that was, for a long time for me, that was a really hard part about therapy or coaching, was I didn't want people to get inside my head and start telling me that I was even doing it wrong in there, because I had enough of people telling me I was doing it wrong everywhere else, and I didn't want that.
Right.
So what more, like, how can we expound on this thinking error and what that means?
So when I hear thinking errors, right? So in my mind, I have a list of about 25, maybe 20, 25 different kinds of articulation patterns or processing patterns that I observe in people that lead to some flawed thinking. They don't, they're not accurate. They're not reflective of the true story. They're not productive. They're not helpful. So it doesn't do me any good to say, hey, stop. That was a thinking error. Right? I don't do that. Mm-hmm. But I do need to identify it and kind of make note of it in my notes, right? That there is like all or nothing thinking, right? This event happened, therefore my whole life is off the rails, right? I could, when I hear the word never, when I, you know, this absolute all or nothing thinking, that's a red flag of some ways that we can, it's a space where we can make tons of improvement. And we don't do it by calling it out as a thinking error. That would be the work of a cognitive behaviorist. And I'm not that. No. I don't think that modality is particularly helpful. I think it's slow in moving us forward. But for me to identify it and then to come back around and to challenge those thinking errors in a very gentle way, in a way that's more attached to your emotions and your unconscious mind, right? We can have some deep conversations that change that thinking error without saying, oh, put that on your list. That's we're not going to think like that, right? It's kind of like when you're with your kids and you see them doing something in the kitchen and it's a disaster about to happen. If you stop and shout at them, right, they're carrying dishes precariously. And if you were to shout at them, stop, you know, they're going to drop the dishes. You're going to make the problem worse. Instead, there's a way to hurry in and to give support and to come up under the individual and lift those dishes, right, and hold that little child's arms until they get to the sink or whatever they're doing. So the skill set to identify those thinking errors is one thing, but the approach to fix it is totally different.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're ever working with a teenager, don't tell them what their thinking errors are.
Well, I like that approach too. And I can attest to that was my experience with working with you is it was very much a gentle, like, I could see little things that I'd say kind of catch your attention and you'd keep asking questions around that area or you're like, okay, let's focus there. And we'd do some timeline therapy, but it never felt like something's wrong with me type of a thing. Yeah. But I also really liked how you said that it doesn't need, like, the person coming into you doesn't need to have that ability necessarily right away, at least, to see that thinking error, that the more gentle way, kind of like with the analogy with kids with dishes, is to hop in there and help them through with that process that they're doing first. And as you help them through with it, their own patterns, their own behaviors was like, oh, I needed help when I carried all of the dishes all at once. And maybe I could take one dish at a time next time. And their own evaluation starts to cover the gaps in their thinking.
I remember at one point in our conversations, you had shared you were talking about a family matter from your childhood, and you brought up this issue, and I just asked you one question. I said, "Huh, is that true?" And just the way that you had said it like it was an absolute truth, like this is exactly how it went down. And when I remember when I asked you that, really, is that true? Is that how it happened? And then it was like, well, there was also this. And then pretty soon we were painting a more complete picture, and then we could move into what it means in our life today, right? Mm-hmm. The other moment I thought was so beautiful together was, and I hope it was helpful for you, but this idea of you sharing some of these elements and me being able to say, guess what? That is the last time you ever have to bring that up with anyone ever again.
Yeah.
That, you know, the work had been done. You found resolution of the issue. It's not this thing to dredge up over and over. And so the thinking errors is coupled with, once it's resolved, it's resolved. And when it rears its head again in life, we can return to a state of remembering how we resolved it rather than, oh, now what do I do it all over again?
There's definitely a peace in that, just putting it to bed of, yeah. And I remember also a little bit of fear of asking you, like, but wait, does that mean I'm not ever supposed to bring this back up again? I can't talk to somebody about it. And we kind of talked about how, no, like I can totally share those things, but it has been true since working through those sessions that I have shared several times with people about it, and the same traumatizing or emotional response where I shake or I like feel flooded hasn't come along with it. That it's just been, here's part of me I'm sharing with you, but also no expectations of like how they should respond now that they have this precious part of knowledge about me, that it was just, it was freely given. And it was just so cool to just sit there and be like, there you have it. And now you can do with it what you want.
It's the difference of saying, here's my story versus saying, here's an issue I'm struggling with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And it's a, it really creates power, because in your journey, you're going to do a lot of speaking. You're going to elevate and carry a lot of people forward in their life. And your story matters, but you can't bring in your issue, right? You can't bring in your, you know, and so it's fun to see that progress for you.
Yeah. And it's interesting too, because at the beginning of this, that was really hard to even see the balance, but I don't want to go too deep into it because we need to save that for another episode. So, but my last kind of title in right now is, what kinds of thoughts, or, because again, we don't want people to think that they have to have a perfect knowledge or idea of what their thinking errors might be, because it's not necessary for them to make progress. You know those thinking errors, you know how to recognize them and how to help them through them without beating themselves up more about it. Mm-hmm. But what things can people start being aware of, that if they're saying and if they're thinking and if they're stuck in a certain way, that is a good signal for them to know whether or not there's hope for them working with you?
So I'll give you two of many, right? But these are two very common ones. First one is, the brain wants to keep us safe. And so when it only has part of a story, if it only has partial information, the brain is going to ruminate and cycle over that issue, because it doesn't understand. The brain doesn't know if the gaps in our understanding can hurt us or help us. So when someone is ruminating, they're playing out an old story over and over and over, right? I should have said this, or this person did this thing to me. And boy, it's just the rumination. If that's playing out, boy, there's a lot of options and a lot of ways to resolve the storyline, to fill in the gaps, to create acceptance. There's just a lot of different things that we would do. And in short order, you can get to the place where you know, you may think about that event, still a memory, but it doesn't run on auto drive and move to the forefront of your thought when you're trying to go to bed or create the emotions of anger or anything else. Mm-hmm. And then the second one is probably a little bit more gentle, which is that inner language that I hear from so many people where they say to themselves, yeah, I know I should be okay, but I'm not.
Yep.
And I can give them advice like, oh yeah, I know that, but I'm not. Right. I know I should eat healthy, but I don't. I know I should do exercise, but I don't. Right. When you catch yourself saying, oh, I know I should be doing these things and I'll feel better, but there's some inability to get into action. There's something, some kind of a weight. That's another place where people can identify really quickly. Sometimes it's stuck. They would feel weighed down. There's different kinds of things. But if someone were listening and saying, boy, that is me to a T, right? I know what my issue is. I know how to resolve it. I just can't seem to do it. And then, boy, we can do so much with that.
I love that. I want to also, as we're talking about this and wanting to help people see themselves of whether or not this is a good fit for them. If you're listening and you're like, I just want to listen. I'm not really interested in going in and getting help for myself. This is just beneficial enough to just be here on the podcast. That's amazing. And I'm glad that you're here. It's amazing to have you listening with us. But the reason why I just want to remind everybody why I'm even doing this project is because this is for, I really do want you to be able to see yourself, whether or not it's in my story or with what Doug is sharing, because none of us get any better. Things don't ever get any better if we just sit and idle on the same programming. And this is for those who are ready for something bigger and different in their life, because there's so much waiting for you. There's so many possibilities and opportunities for us. And you're welcome to keep going at it alone, but this is here for you to know that you don't have to. You don't have to do it alone. It's amazing. And it really has been so awesome to work with you, Doug, I didn't know at all until we started working together just how much the unconscious mind had power. And it has been so nice to not have to have this very intensive cognitive thought process of how to get through every little thing, but stuff has just kind of melted away. I'm like, oh, this, I feel lighter. I feel just refreshed. And we just recently had a big, huge, this podcast is going to come out way later. So we just recently had Thanksgiving and somebody asked me how it went and how was Thanksgiving and everything. And I just kind of, it shocked me when they asked, because I was like, holy cow, a big family event with lots of people all gathered around and usually a lot of emotions and a lot of like triggers and just stuff comes up where I'm usually by the end of it, just emotionally drained and I love it, but it just takes it out of me. And none of that happened. I didn't even think about it. I was just totally fine. And it's just, I didn't have to think through something. And that is the power behind what Doug does and how he helps. And I just want that for so many people now. I want that for you guys.
So sweet. So,
okay. Well,
hey, Wanda, you've done the work, girl. You really have. You guys, you have shown up with the right impressionable personality there. You've received really, really well. So kudos to you. And I'm glad Thanksgiving was great and that next Thanksgiving will be even more seamless and on and on.
Oh, well, thank you. And that does mean a lot too, because yes, I think as the people going through the counseling and the coaching, it can feel a little bit raw and vulnerable, and you just wonder, are you learning correctly? Kind of that that repeat cycle of, should I have done that differently? And that is, I can very much say that that's going away more and more, where it's not even, it's just like, okay, cool, on to the next thing. Well, is there anything else, Doug, that you want to add before we bid everybody adieu?
Yeah, one last thing. The I was on a call this last week with a group of businessmen in Canada. I was doing a training, and I was expecting the group to be men and women. And I got on the call and it was all men. And it was all men in the construction industry. And the workshop was on compassion. And I don't know if you could, you know, get together 15 men who are all business leaders in the construction industry, that they would have normally signed up for a workshop on compassion, but that's how it ended up. And I was just so impressed at the ability for people to pause and to consider other elements of their life. And for these guys, big, strong, burly men, business owners, they've all been swinging hammers. They've all, you know, they've done their, paid their dues to be successful in their industry, and to watch them go into the space of understanding love and kindness and compassion on a deeper level, it was amazing. That's what coaching is, right? It's about taking who you are and showing up and saying, what don't I know? Right? Because it's not about just taking someone who's a certain thing and making them better at that. It's about looking at other corners of their life, other corners of society, the world that they haven't explored before. And the breakthroughs and the discoveries for this group were so fun to watch. I'm grateful that the platform is given to me to do it. And whether it's with Wanda or a group of construction tycoons up in Canada, whomever, right? It's just fun to do the work. So good to be with you, Wanda. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Doug, for coming, and we will see you all next time. Thanks for joining us.
Okay.
Thank you again for being a part of our podcast family and for the difference you are making right now in the world and in the walls of your own home. If you're wanting to support parents everywhere, you can do that by leaving a rate and review. This helps so many find connection and answers they are searching for. Also, don't forget to go to wandahoward.com and get your own free parenting blueprint. I love you all, and we will see you next time.